The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus said to the 11 and those with them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord. So what did you do to celebrate the ascension of our Lord? Have a party? Get the family together for a festive meal? Exchange presents? No? Really? I'm teasing, of course. Now, it is the case that this past Thursday was the festival of the ascension of our Lord. Our first reading this morning explained how that date is calculated. The writer of Acts tells us that Jesus appeared to his disciples for 40 days after he was raised from the dead and then was taken up into heaven. We celebrated Easter on April 5th this year, so count 40 from there, and you end up with the ascension on May 14th. Thursday night worship services don't tend to be very popular, so a lot of congregations move the festival of the Ascension to the following Sunday and celebrate it instead of the seventh Sunday of Easter, which is what today actually is. We make that substitution here at First every once in a while. The writer of the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, who biblical scholars believe was the same person, this writer thought the story of the Ascension was so important that it needed to be told not once, but twice. It's the last thing we hear about in Luke, recorded in the final eight verses of the Gospel I just read a few moments ago. And it's the first thing we hear about in Acts, in those opening 11 verses Sarah read from chapter 1. The Ascension is one of Christianity's oldest feasts. Early church fathers such as St. Augustine and Gregory of Nyssa refer to it a great deal. The Ascension is still celebrated with enthusiasm in some places. In Germany, for example, Ascension Day is a national holiday. Schools, banks, most stores are closed. Churches hold special services. Families gather for meals. And apparently a lot of people take the day after off work, too, to make a four-day weekend. I just love the German name for Ascension Day. Put together the German words for Christ, for heaven, and for driving, because Jesus hit the road to heaven, apparently, and you get Christi Himmelfahrt. That's the only time I can get away with saying that word from the pulpit. Alas, the ascension of our Lord no longer gets the attention from most American Christians that Christmas does or Easter. We don't hold candlelight Ascension Eve services, and I can't think of one classic Ascension carol. Maybe it's the logistics of the story that trip us up. For so much of human history, and certainly during the time of Jesus, People viewed the universe as if it was a three-layer cake. Hell down there under us, the world of living people and plants and animals around us here, and heaven up there above us where God and the angels hang out. People 2,000 years ago would have listened to the story of Jesus floating up to heaven on a cloud without batting an eyelash. Scientific inquiry has revealed that we humans don't live in the middle layer of a three-layer cake, but rather in a universe that for the 13.8 billion years since the Big Bang has been expanding in all directions and continues to do so. There is no up or down in the universe, no place to point to as heaven or hell, just vast space on a scale impossible to get your head around. 2 trillion galaxies, 200 billion trillion stars. That's a 2 followed by 23 zeros in case you're interested. However, Jesus actually departed from his disciples on the 40th day. What they saw, where he appeared to go. The story of Jesus' ascension is told and then retold in the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts for an important reason. It proclaims, it celebrates the good news that Christ's work on earth has been completed, that he did what he came into the world to do. In our gospel text from Luke, we hear Jesus himself affirm this when he speaks to his disciples about how everything written about him in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And he opens their minds to understand what is in those scriptures, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. That work is done. The little baby born to Mary and Joseph to bring light and life to those who walk in darkness, he has blessed and healed and challenged and forgiven and taught. He has been betrayed and tortured and crucified and buried, and he has burst out of his tomb, still bearing the marks of his suffering, the holes in his hands and feet and side, but alive, alive. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thanks be to God that Jesus Christ has saved us and has returned to his Father, has returned to his glory. Mission accomplished, we might say. Of course, as it turns out, that's not the end of the story. You see, we, you and I and all the baptized, still have work to do. It's the work Jesus speaks of in his farewell speech to his disciples. Remember? After Jesus told his disciples about the scriptures being fulfilled, and the suffering and resurrection of the Messiah, Jesus said something else, that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations. That's the work that remains, the work that is not nearly finished all these decades and centuries and millennia since Jesus ascended to his Father. And so it's our work, our mission to accomplish. And as much as we might like to stand around gazing upwards towards stars and comets and galaxies far, far away, this, down here around us, this is what needs our attention. This broken world full of broken people who need the good news of God's love and mercy and hope, we have been given to share. Amen.